G'day! Merry Christmas! Welcome to Partakers and to our Christmas series, Fulfilled. In the part of the Bible which is called the Old Testament, there are over 300 predictions down through history which look forward to the coming of a Messiah or Saviour. That Messiah or Saviour, we Christians believe, was the man, the historical figure, Jesus Christ. Let's continue our adventure. Are you ready? Let's go! We continue today with some global predictions about Jesus the Messiah. Prediction: the Messiah would spend some time in Egypt. Remember, Egypt for a long time was Israel's enemy. This is predicted in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. And we see this fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet: I called my son out of Egypt. Prediction: a massacre of children would happen at the Messiah's birthplace. This was predicted Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 15. This is what the Lord says: a cry is heard in Ramah, deep anguish and bitter weeping. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for her children are gone. And we see this fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2 and verses 16 to 18. Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. Prediction: a messenger would prepare the way for the Messiah. And we see this predicted in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 to 5. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills, straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. And we see this fulfilled in Luke chapter 3 and verses 3 to 6. Then John went from place to place on both sides of the Jordan River, preaching that people should be baptized to show that they had repented of their sins and turned to God to be forgiven. Isaiah had spoken of John when he said, he is a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him. The valleys will be filled and the mountains and hills made level. The curves will be straightened and the rough places made smooth. And then all people will see the salvation sent from God. Prediction: the Messiah would be rejected by his own people. And we see this predicted in Psalm 69 and verse 8. Even my own brothers pretend they don't know me. They treat me like a stranger. And in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. And we see this fulfilled in John chapter 1, verse 11. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. And in John chapter 7 verses 3 to 5, Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, where your followers can see your miracles. You can't become famous if you hide like this. If you can do such wonderful things, show yourself to the world." For even his brothers didn't believe in him. Thanks for listening. Come back to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where every day there is something new to encourage your walk as a Christian in the 21st century.